Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our transmitter back up on 97.5. It's not as it's a backup transmitter. We apologize for those of you having issues, but if you do have issues and you're listening on 97.5 right now and it's a problem, go to 97.9 and hit your HD button and move it to HD2, and you'll get a perfect signal every time. Perfect signal. Or if you're out west, make sure you're listening on 92.5. Or listen on the app. It's go through your Bluetooth on the app. That's the best way to listen too. So let's go. We apologize. We have issues. We had issues. We had inflammation in the transmitter.
All right. Yep.
And we couldn't see what the problem was, but we're working on fixing it. I don't think it's going to take as long as Jordan to get it up and running, but we did have inflammation, so we apologize. Okay?
Yeah, we got our Colton Gordon up.
Yeah.
We're back up.
We got our Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always work.
Our transmitter was Colton Gordon this morning.
No, I mean our backup transmitter is Colton Gordon.
Oh, it's our backup.
Yeah.
To bring it up, yeah.
Yeah, but it,
I mean, one time he was pretty good. One time, no.
Yeah.
That one time.
All we're looking for is like...
Not as much this time.
We're just
surprisingly, Gusto and Gordon weren't as good as Fromber and Hunter.
We don't want to be counting on the backup transmitter the entire week.
As soon as Christian Javier gets back this year, everything's going to be fine.
Of course.
And Luis Garcia. When those guys get back, our other starters who are going to miss 2 years, when they get back from their arm injuries, everything's going to be fine. If you missed it, the big news, Astros split. I mean, they split because Fromber threw an 83-pitch. And by the way, who is it? The Italian is the one that drove in the winning run, right? No. No, it was Jiner who drove in the winning run in the 2-1 win with Fromber going 83 pitches, complete game, gets the win because of late heroics from Jiner Diaz, who had a good series. And then you have Hunter Brown, 1-0. Astros get a run early, and that was it. There was nothing else to be had from either dugout in terms of bat on ball that would be dangerous to the other side. And it was great performances from those guys. Now, you got outscored 30-9 in the four-game series, and yet you split 2-2. So that's just what happened. But the big news was the Astros a couple days ago discovered a fracture in the hand of Jordan Alvarez after he was going through batting practice, and they brought a couple pitchers in, flew him in from Florida, and they were pitching to Jordan, and he was hitting, but he said the pain was coming back in his hand. And they decided to do an MRI again, and this time it showed a fracture that was 60% healed. Chandler Rome, who writes for The Athletic, wrote about this, and I think he pretty much nails it. Alvarez has not appeared in a major league game since May 2nd. The three-time All-Star acknowledged the injury occurred in a game prior to that date, May 2nd, but Alvarez attempted to play through it, quote, because I played with pain in my hand. Quote, I don't think it was going to be something big, but I think the fact that I kept playing caused my hand to stress more and caused a small fracture. The team first described Alvarez's injury as a muscle strain. According to Dana Brown, initial imaging taken May 6th showed inflammation and fluid around that area. After 3 weeks of rest and ambiguous updates, always with positive undertones, team officials hoped Alvarez would be ready or could return during this weekend series against Tampa Bay. Two minor league pitchers flew in from Florida on Friday to throw live batting practice. Alvarez hit one home run into right field seats and stung a few others line drives, but still felt pain in his right hand. Additional imaging Friday evening after that revealed the fracture. Quote, "It doesn't surprise me that it was fractured," Alvarez said. "I knew there was something there on my first MRI with the muscle strain, but that's what I was dealing with. Time passed and it was supposed to get better, but it wasn't like that. I knew I couldn't go out there and support three or four games out there." Both Brown and Alvarez said the Astros only took two images of Alvarez's hand, the one on May 6th, the beginning, and another on Friday evening after he hit in the batter's box and said there was pain. It's unclear why additional imaging wasn't ordered once Alvarez's inflammation subsided. Asked whether Friday's imaging came with Astros doctors or an external physician, Alvarez replied, both. Brown acknowledged the Alvarez received a second opinion through him and his agent. Alvarez's agent, Dan Lozano of MVP Sports, declined to comment. Dana Brown said that's normal. The doctors work together. Last season, after insisting for almost 3 months that outfielder Kyle Tucker suffered a shin contusion, the club eventually acknowledged that he suffered a fracture, but only after The Athletic prepared to report the story, citing multiple league sources. Trouble across the board. No good. So it was going to be The Athletic, a story, before they came out and said, all right, it's a fracture. It's not a shin contusion. Well, what? Are you like George Costanza? You get so wrapped up in something that's not honest that you feel like you just have to keep living with this story? God, man, just be honest to fans. If it's an injury, we've had Yao Ming, we've had Tracy McGrady, we've had injured stars in every sport. We've had Lance McCullers with multiple injuries forever. In football, who have we had who's had multiple injuries in football? John, I'm sure the Texans have had somebody who's like injured all the time. Who am I missing? Missing somebody who was always injured with the Texans?
Yeah, the wide receiver, first rounder.
Wide receiver, not Andre.
No.
Not D-Hop.
Oh, God. I can't ever remember his name. He was number 15 wide receiver. He was always hurt.
Will Fuller?
Oh, Will Fuller.
Will Fuller.
Yeah, we're used. Yeah. Yeah, Will Fuller was constantly hurt. It wasn't usually fractures. They didn't say it was a hamstring injury that actually they revealed later was a fracture in his hamstring. He's never fractured a hamstring muscle. But yeah, is this not? No two injuries are identical, but the parallels between Tucker and Alvarez's predicaments are difficult to ignore. That's where I come in on this. Chandler is saying the exact same thing that I am. I don't understand how you get this so wrong. Either you're lying to the public or you're getting this so wrong with the initial. And these are Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. These are guys that you need to get it right on, because if you miss, you could potentially do damage that causes them to miss more time. And Yordan has already had hand issues in 2022 that he played through, and it later revealed he had a fracture that you didn't catch during the season. You've already gone through this. How does this happen again?
Yeah, I don't know. A couple of other things. How about
The head trainer is Jeremiah Randall, by the way, because he says the Astros continue to refuse all interview requests for head trainer Jeremiah Randall, claiming the sports collective bargaining agreement prevents it. So instead of Thomas Melhoff or instead of any other doctors over there, maybe we need to wait and see what the deal is with this guy, Jeremiah Randall. Because Chandler Rome, well, maybe you should hear about him more.
Maybe not. Maybe we should not be hearing from him at all. I don't know. Doesn't seem. How about Jacob Melton makes his first appearance, gets a 18 hopper to go and his first hit. That's fine. But Jacob Melton up with the Astros, which is nice. But have you seen what Shea Whitcomb has been doing in the minors?
Yeah, killing.
Killing
his
it.
Numbers are. I'm he's got shocked. Like 18 home runs already.
Yeah. I'm shocked that they brought up Jacob instead of him, because Shea Whitcomb is just destroying it.
Yeah.
But it was cool. He's from Oregon, and he got the word, I guess, well, not yesterday, but the day before, and he had to get his dad and his wife there, and it was not easy, but they were able to see. That's a great moment when you make your Major League first appearance. And then when we come back, This Taylor Wells thing, we haven't even talked about this. Taylor Wells tapped his helmet, and he lost his mind. He lost his mind, got thrown out of the game in the ninth inning last yesterday.
Oh, because he was
And listen, the replay, we'll talk about it on the other side. But first, we got to talk about Golden Nugget. We're going to talk about Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. I'm talking about it in superlatives. In a week, next Monday, we will be there. Monday and Tuesday, we're doing the shows live from there. So you want to come play poker with us? Come on. You want to come gamble? Lance will be playing slots. I know that. I know that. I'm going to be playing poker. I know that. I know Michael's going to be there with his wife. So they're coming. Come on. Everybody come on. Where are you having your fantasy draft? Because I had my buddy Houston had his league do it there, and it was outstanding. They'll put you up on the big TV and the DraftKings Sportsbook where everybody can see it. You got a place to play. When you're done with your draft takes, what, 2-3 hours? Then you're there for a couple of days gambling? Are you kidding me? What a great way to do it. But make your reservation now because it's going to fall on a weekend or whatever. You could do it during the week if you want as well. But whatever, make your reservation now. You could do it out by the pool or you could do it in the DraftKings Sportsbook, whatever. But it's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It's a wonderful facility. Can't be any better. I love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You will too. So much easier to get to than Vegas. It's got everything you could possibly need. All the restaurants, pool, golf, everything. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservations today. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
It's 0-1. Walls is the only active Tampa Bay Rays hitter with a hit in his career against Hader. He's 1-for-4.
I think he just threw him out. He tapped his helmet. I saw that. He tapped his helmet.
Taylor Walls is going to get ejected from this game. Taylor Walls got ejected after a discussion with Nick Lentz, and he is infuriated. You better be careful. Taylor Walls, big toe guy. Taylor Walls lost his mind when it. Okay, the ball was a ball, and the umpire called it a strike. And Taylor Walls goes out of the box, starts talking to the umpire, calls timeout, then gets back in the box. And it was weird. He didn't do, you know, the flat palm tap on the head like you do. He did it with his – he tapped it, though, a couple, three times.
He claims he's adjusting his helmet.
He was not adjusting his helmet.
Here's what – I'll just read you some of it. Here's what he said. I said that ball's down. And then I heard the – and I'm just going to give him whatever accent I think he has. I said that ball's down. And then I heard the dugout kind of yapping at him a little bit and may have reiterated the ball's way down. But past that, I didn't say anything. I was ticked off. Probably the body language said more than the mouth did, but called time, kind of tried to recollect myself. I was still a little frustrated, especially in that situation. Went back, got in the box. I heard him mouthing something at me, which I thought was kind of out of the ordinary, being I didn't really say anything much to him, if anything. I figured he'd be talking to the dugout. I just remember getting in the box, kind of adjusting my helmet, and then hearing him mouthing something that I think I said, huh, like, what'd you say? I can't hear you. At that point, I have no recollection of it, but after seeing the video, it looks like I tapped my helmet, but it was totally unintentional, something I was not consciously aware of. I'm looking right at him, and when I'm doing it with no sincere, at that point, maybe I was frustrated with strike call, but there was no sincerity of trying to show the guy up.
He tapped his helmet.
He is from Americus, Georgia, so you might not be too far
not
off.
Not that far off.
Okay.
I'm not that far off.
Not Russia's Georgia?
No, Americus, Georgia.
Thank God.
They
got bombed yesterday.
I know. They Trojan horsed them. They got the drones in there. They're saying one of the greatest attacks in the history of war.
Right.
They snuck in a bunch of drones somehow and blew up all
destroyed
their
fighter
pilots.
All their bombers.
Yeah.
Holy crap. So... He definitely tapped his head, and he did it multiple times. He did it like three times. That's not adjusting your helmet. That's not adjusting your helmet. Maybe he didn't have
he
the intention.
He thought he was being slick. He knew what he was doing.
He had to know it. But he didn't look like it, man. He looked like he was caught off guard by that. It looked like he was caught off guard. I don't know what his intent was. All I know is he did it. He did it. He tapped his helmet, and he did it multiple times. Now, usually, the call is with a flat palm. But he was touching the top of his helmet with his fingertips. So that was a little bit different. A little bit different than the flat palm on the top of the head asking for a review. Neither here nor there. I don't remember seeing a dude get that pissed off. He was pissed. He came after that ump a couple of times. He's going to get himself a nice fine, a really nice fine.
Oh, yeah. You can't show up the – and that's why he tried to do damage control after. Yeah. First of all, you don't want umpires who are human pissed off at you because, they kind of run in packs. And if you mess with it, at least that's the way it used to be. I don't know. It used to be they were really salty.
Oh, they know what you did.
Yeah, I don't know if they're as bad because we used to know all the umpires' names, and they were just on a different level. Remember when the umpires had all the juice, and then they tried to hold out, and Major League Baseball realized that was an opportunity to get rid of them all.
Right.
And they got rid of the ones they didn't like.
I guess they quit. So that and they said, okay, you quit, bye. And then they found guys that were abusing the airline system and said, bye.
Oh, yeah. No, that was for basketball guys.
Oh, was that basketball?
Yeah,
they were
taking first-class seats and then downgrading the coach and then pocketing the money. I kind of feel like, what's the problem?
That's in the game. That's in the game.
I mean, to me, they should have never – now, maybe it was they got in trouble by – was it IRS that they got in trouble? Did they get in trouble with – I can't remember if they actually got in trouble from the NBA or if the IRS said, hey, you just made money and you didn't report it. And we want to get our little taste. We want to get our beak wet.
Right. So Taylor Walls is going to be – I don't know. He's going to be a little lighter in the pocket, that's all. It'll be interesting to see what happens because Jake has been really, really good. I wonder what they're going to do with Jacob Melton. You don't bring him up and then sit him. I wonder what they're going to do. They get the day off today, and then they will go to Pittsburgh next, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder how they're going to use Jacob Melton now. Is he with DeCenzo down? But DeCenzo wasn't getting all kinds of at bats. So I'm surprised.
I didn't see what is DeCenzo because DeCenzo's been important. Is he having Tommy John or what is his surgery?
I don't know what his – he's not having surgery. He's getting an MRI today.
Yet.
He's getting an MRI, and then we'll find out.
Can we wait for the inflammation to go down before we give him an MRI?
Yeah. It was actually kind of funny because Brian McTaggart tweeted out that he's going to get an MRI, and we'll find out the results. And Chandler Rome, he answered him. He responded to it by saying, you're awfully optimistic about this. about actually finding out what an injury is from the Astros. It's just so weird. Just so weird the way they go about this thing. An organization that is normally so outgoing and forthcoming. It's just weird.
Yeah, they lead the league in forthcoming about injuries.
Well, forthcoming, period. No one told
the
truth.
Do you know the worst?
No one told the truth like they did during the whole scandal, and they should have been a lot less. They should have been like they are with injuries.
Yeah, I know.
That's how they should have gone about that.
Should have told them less. They're worried about getting death penalty, getting kicked out of baseball. Somebody on Twitter said, "If only an Astros legend."
Yeah.
Had intimate knowledge of a great hand doctor. And I was like, not daddy's baby girl. That guy's dead.
He's dead. How are he going to help you?
But that was still an elite tweet.
Yes, it was. That was a great tweet. Great tweet. At Pittsburgh for three, going to see O'Neill Cruz, which is awesome. At Cleveland for three. And then the White Sox and Twins come here. So we're going to have here we go. The Astros with the day off today, and right there, first place. I didn't see. What did the Mariners do last night? I don't remember. I didn't see it. or yesterday. Are they the Astros in first, back in first, or no? No one cares. They're right there. He neither here nor there. The Astros are, no, a half game back with a win by Seattle. So there you have it. The Astros just a half game out of first.
Something big could be happening here soon, John. I just got a direct message. Yeah, just got a direct message from Jason in Waco, Jason in Midway, about there may be a state champion softball team he'd like to talk about. So he may be calling in.
Now,
do you remember
now?
Our friend Jason from Waco? There may be a championship softball team that he has waited 42 years to win a championship. Unbelievable ride. I just got a direct message from the Hall of Fame caller. I think that's not, I'm not,
yeah, that's
not, not, not he's a Hall of Fame caller who may have waited his whole life to win a softball championship.
And he waited his whole life to win one or to witness one?
Well, I have only waited 42 years to win a championship. Unbelievable ride.
Oh, I thought he meant like high school girls softball.
It is.
It is. He takes care of the field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's getting a ring if they do rings.
Ah, he's getting a ring?
If this is Jason, put him right through. This guy is a legend. He's a legend. He once got his head shaved for getting, well, he ran away. People chased him to shave his head because there was if he loses NCAA football, he said, if he loses, somebody, they can't shave my head. And he actually tried to run, and he did run and got to his car and drove off before the mob could get him and hold him and shave his head. At Slapfest 1, by the way, where two brothers slapped each other. The first time that had ever happened, and the people have – it's power slap. By the way, power slap's being done like 20-plus years after we did it the first time.
Yeah. Yep. We start – I mean, that's what we do. We start everything. What are the odds? Wednesdays?
Mm-hmm.
We started that.
Mm-hmm.
Throw shade Thursdays. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Believe it or not, we started it all. We started it all. Yeah, it's all started right here. 713-780-3776. Time for you, Lance, to talk. Well, I'll tell you what. Taylor Walls went nuts. Did you see Carlos Correa go nuts after?
Yeah,
he got
I'm watching it right now.
On deck circle,
I'm watching it right now. Don't
touch
him, Carlos.
Yeah, I talked to Martin about it.
Look how big Carlos is.
Oh, he's huge,
dude. Carlos looks like a freaking outside linebacker.
Huge. All right, time for you to talk a little Zadig Jewelry.
Let's talk about Zadig Jewelers. Listen, maybe you need to make up with that umpire in your life because you showed him up on a pitch call that you didn't like, and you need to make things right because you don't want to, you know. I mean, you don't want to have that kind of beef with an umpire. Maybe go to Zadig Jewelers and get him a watch. If you're balling like that in a, you know, you're balling and you want to say, I'm just going to get him a Rolex. I'm going to get him a Tag Heuer. I'm going to get him a quality luxury watch so that maybe these calls start going my way. Look, don't tell anybody about it, but I know where you can go. Zadig Jewelers, ZADOK.com. Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. They're right there down the street. In the Galleria area. It's a beautiful location, 28,000 square feet. And, I mean, they've got experts on staff to help you with every purchase, from luxury watches to diamond engagement rings, necklaces, pearls, tennis bracelets, earrings, real pendants. You want something custom made? They've got designers in house. You want a family heirloom melted down and turned into something else that you can pass down? They can do that as well. They do everything. They're Houston's jeweler. Do not miss out. They have the best selection, boutique location with unique timepieces and unique pieces in jewelry from the best designers around the world. And it's all right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Never miss, always on point, Zadig Jewelers.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Do you know Steve Palazzolo? Lance? Is Lance there?
My headphones are screwed up. What'd you say?
Do you know Steve Palazzolo?
Yeah, from, 33rd team now. He Palazzolo, used to be a big Palazzolo. Wig at PFF.
Yeah, a great Italian.
Do you know he was a minor league pitcher? He was a college. I don't know if he was in the minors. He was a college baseball pitcher.
I recognize the name. Maybe it was from.
Big left-hander who did not throw hard.
Okay. He has breakout player for every AFC team.
Oh, that's easy.
Chop Robinson for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Greg Russo from the Bills.
Yeah.
DeMario Douglas from the Patriots.
Pretty good.
Michael Hall Jr. from the Browns. Tuli Tuipulotu from the Chargers.
Yeah, I love him.
Marvin Mims from the Broncos. Who do you think he has from the Texans?
That's a hard one. He's not going to say an offensive lineman. He's not going to say CJ. That doesn't really count. I don't think he'll say – you can't say rookies. It's got to be a player who's already playing. He could say Jalen Petrie. That could be one. You got the pass rushers already there. It won't be defensive tackles. Linebacker would be interesting if you said Christian Harris, but he won't say that. I'm going to say Jalen Petrie.
No.
Okay, who?
I think Jalen Petrie's already been a breakout player.
Well, that was the difficult. I mean, can you say – you can't say Bullock.
No, I guess you could. No, because his answer is Kamari Lassiter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess breakout is – I mean, because Rousseau had a really good year last year, and he's saying he's a breakout player for the Bills. So, yeah, I guess you could – yeah, that makes some sense. See, I was already kind of thinking he's playing – like, I want to play better is what I'm kind of thinking of. But that's
No, guys who are going to break out and become stars.
Okay. Well, Jalen's not going to become a star.
Right. From week 10 through 18 – Kamari, after week 9, he did not allow more than 50 yards in coverage in a game. 21.7 yards per game allowed from week 10 through 18. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 50% completion allowed, a 59.3 passer rating when targeted. 33rd team says yes, that Kamari Lassiter is going to have a breakout year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I hope so.
So the knock was he's not all that fast, right?
Yeah, the knock is his long speed. The question – well, he's not – I don't think he's real tall. But, yeah, his speed on tape is very, very average. I don't think he ran all that. They say his game speed with wearable technology with catapult system is faster than his time speed. But, yes, speed is the concern with him. That's why I projected him. I said he could play inside or outside, but I projected him to be a slot. Now, what I heard was that the Texans expected him to be a slot as well. And then when their outside corners were so bad last year in camp, Henderson and Okuda, they moved Kamari Lassiter outside, and they've just kept him there ever since then.
Yeah. I would say that the Texans are going to be set, hopefully, with Stingley having his contract. Kamari had, I mean, they love Kamari's work ethic, everything of the way he goes about it. He's a dog. You know, they love what a dog he is. I think they're set for years to come.
Yeah.
Outside. I mean, like you said, they didn't think he'd be an outside guy. Guess what? He's a really good outside guy.
He's played pretty well so far. I do worry a little bit, though, that he's going to get missed. Because remember now, the Texans had some issues with wide receivers getting past them for long touchdowns, long catches, or long overthrows that kind of took them off the hook. So that is something to keep your eye on. And even to be fair, you even had some of that going on with Stingley. By the way, John, breaking news, a Hall of Famer is on the line right now. Radio caller Hall of Fame, Jason, formerly from Waco. Well, formerly from Bel Air. As you may remember, he was Jason of Bel Air, then Jason of Waco. He was a man who once was a valet driver and then wrecked a car. Right. So he lost his job as a valet driver. You may remember that, John. He was playing. He claimed he could beat anybody and everybody. in college football on the EA Sports, and then he was beaten something to the tune of like 71-2, and they tried to shave his head, and he ran off, jumped a fence, and got
Correct.
Away from the mob. Then he did have his head shaved, however, at Slapfest 2.
Yep.
He paid his debt off. That's the Lannisters pay their debt. And joining us right now is the next thing you can label him is champion. Jason, good morning. How are we doing today?
Oh, I am doing great. Everything you said was spot on, and you were right. Thank you for letting me call in. Yeah, I'm really, really, really happy this morning. I've had a great weekend.
Tell us why you're happy, Jason.
42 years I've been waiting to win a state championship with my high school, and it finally happened on Saturday. But let me rewind if I can. Last year, we lost off a walk-off. We were up 9-3, and with one out, they scored 8 runs, and we lost 11-9 off the Grand Slam.
Oh.
So, that... so, it was very... I was very happy when we finally achieved it this year. We won 9-1. So, and our baseball team is also playing for the state championship game next Saturday.
They're playing Atascocita. Somebody told me on Twitter.
Yeah, so you know, I said, yes.
Well, not really, because somebody told me on here. They said, tell Jason and Waco that the Atascocita boys baseball team is going to beat his Midway team. So somebody already said that. I didn't really know that. Can you tell us how you celebrate? How did you celebrate your championship? I remember after the Astros won in 22, I took a bottle of Maestro to Bell. Texas Roadhouse, yep.
We went to Texas Roadhouse after the win.
Mm-hmm.
How nice. Jason, how disappointing was it last year, though, Jay? I mean, that must have been crushing last year.
Yeah. It's just like this cannot be happening. I mean, it's just like it was heartbreaking. It was the worst day of my life. It was the worst day. I'd rather go through 100 heart attacks than what I faced last year. But we overcame it, and we won. We have Coach Williams and Taylor Ellis and Rachel Ellis and Martinez. Cause, I mean, to me, I know every school thinks they have the greatest coaches, but we truly do have the greatest coaches at Midway. So,
that's
but
what
no,
they
we,
say.
We finished 32. We finished 32-3, and our sophomore pitcher, Peyton Phillips, she is awesome. She had 11 strikeouts. Yeah.
Did you just tell us that you'd rather go through 100 heart attacks than lose a game like you lost last year's state championship?
No, yes, I'm not even joking. I'd rather go through 100 heart attacks a year and a half ago than that. I hope nobody ever experiences
that.
The
way I feel about us winning a state championship, how I felt, since this is a huge show, how I felt like when the Astros and Rockets won their first championship. You know, all the pain we went through with the Astros and Rockets and finally getting it. It was, that's how I felt like, oh my God, we finally did it.
I got to ask you something, Jason. A lot of people aren't going to know this, but John will remember this as well. You were famous for at one point, Jason. Can you describe how you used to motivate your little sister who was playing softball? Do you remember?
We're in the backyard and she was pitching. She kept throwing over my head. And I call her a loser. You're never going to amount to anything. You're an embarrassing Midway name. So, yeah. And then after that, she never lost another softball game again.
You did that, but you said you did that, right, for motivational purposes.
Right.
Yes, motivation. And she never lost another game after that. I guess she got mad, so.
She never lost another game. What is she doing now? What does she do now?
She's in the car business, I think. I don't know exactly what she does. Well, I know she works, so.
She's in the car business. Now, she's not doing what you did. Jason, was I right that you got fired when you were a valet driver?
That day was pretty bad, but it wasn't even my fault.
Let me ask you a question. What was worse, when you got fired as a valet driver when you crashed a car or when you lost the state championship game?
I would say losing that state championship game last year.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
I mean, I hope nobody.
I mean, that's as bad as 100 heart attacks, so not even close.
That's a good point.
So I really appreciate letting me call in and brag on our softball team.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. What are we going to do? We got to let you call in.
Yeah, you're a Hall of Famer, Jason. Yep, no question.
Yeah, so hopefully next week, this time I would have two medals, baseball and softball.
Yeah.
Yeah, how hopefully. About that? Are you going to count that?
Does that? You take care of both fields, Jason?
I used to, but we're at turf now, so I don't. I just wash all the laundry, keeping them clean, and I do everything.
So that's going to count for you. So the boys baseball, if they win a state championship, that counts for you too, right?
Yes. So I got two medals. So that's pretty incredible.
That's going to be incredible if you can pull that off.
He's a great baseball coach, and we have some of the world's greatest coaches here at Midway. But I know every school thinks that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Atascocita, we're rooting for Jason here.
Yeah. I want him to get a second ring.
Yeah, Jason, we've known Jason a lot longer than you, Atascocita.
Two rings in 1 year. No offense, Atascocita, but we're pulling for Jason.
Yep.
Go, Jason. I appreciate that. No, they're a great team, and we're going to have to bring it. So.
Better bring it, Jason. Better bring it. Hopefully it's not going to be disappointing like the 100 heart attacks. Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't
need that in our lives anymore. Nope.
It is kind of an interesting conversion chart, like how many heart attacks was that worth?
I'd rather have 100.
When I found out Yordan had a fracture, that was like two heart attacks. It wasn't
that
anywhere
was
near 100. Yeah, I was upset, but it was like two heart attacks. It was not like 100.
Not 100.
Yeah, I was upset. I was disappointed. Two feels like a really high number to me. I can only imagine what 100 heart attacks
100.
Feel like. And I'm imagining that they're the minor kind of heart attacks that you take the baby aspirin or whatever. But yeah, I can't even imagine going through 100 heart attacks.
Jason says it could be major heart attacks
that
he'd rather have.
Good crime.
You don't know.
I cannot believe that.
You don't know. Time for you. You do know about Underdog, though.
I do. Thanks for the call, Jason. I know Underdog is another Hall of Fame app right now. They've got millions of people playing that have won billions of dollars on the app, and that's it's not even a lie. I mean, the amount of money that has been won through there I think it's thousands that have won millions. I'm not sure that billions have been won. That feels maybe a little bit high. Very high number, but I do know this much. You've got an app that allows you to pick and choose the statistics that you want to go higher or lower in with your NBA Finals. And this is a great time. You got the NBA Finals jumping off. Why don't you lock in on those games? And what you find in seven-game series, no matter how long they go, is you start to get a rhythm to how the games are going to go and who's playing a certain way and how teams are defending certain players and who's going to be defended hard. So their assist totals may go up because they may be passing more. Take your basketball knowledge, take your sports knowledge, and make money with Underdog Fantasy. Pick higher or lower on statistics. You pair together 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 together, and the more you play higher or lower, the more players, the higher your payout's going to be. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play, and you can play for as little as $1. Go deposit right now with my promo code, and you can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash, but you got to use my promo code Lance. It's easy to remember. Download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you are going to get bonus cash, and you're going to start using that sports knowledge to make yourself real money right here in the state of Texas. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
The FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, congratulations to Jason and Waco. Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame
that
caller.
That call is really for the old 610, old school. People who followed old school who know who he is.
Yeah. I mean, he was Jason and Bel Air to start him. That's how long ago. Jason and Bel Air. Now he's Jason and Midway. And just kicking ass, taking names. That's what he does. 713-780-3776. Chris has been waiting. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, kind of a more serious question about the Astros thing, and Lance, I wasn't as fired up about it until I was listening to you this morning about it. And my question is, wouldn't we say this starts at the top with Jim Crane? And here's why. He's got to come in the building and say, hey, guys, what's the update on Tucker? Oh, it's just a strain. Or, hey, what's going on with, Jordan? Oh, it's just a strain in his arm and he's whatever percent. Like, oh, okay, cool. Then those guys lie directly basically to his face. Or maybe they're not. Maybe Jim Selman withholds the information. But something's going, it's either Jim wanting to withhold the information or medical staff is lying, and then they got to come back and tell them the Astros. It can't be, it's got to be one of those two things. And either way, don't you view it as it starts with Jim Crane? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, the buck falls on the either general manager or owner. And I mean, at some point, Jim Crane can, if he thinks this head trainer is incompetent, he'll fire him. I mean, I don't have any doubt. I don't, this is all hard for me. Jim Crane doesn't put up with much in terms of incompetence, or even competent people get fired by Jim Crane. So this is kind of a little strange that this kind of stuff, you know, we kind of just joked about it here and there, but it's an avalanche of stuff over the last 3 years. But the Kyle Tucker, I don't know about for you, John, but for me, the Kyle Tucker stuff last year followed by the Jordan stuff this year is what's really got me ticked off. With subconsciously, all the arm stuff bothers me too. But, you know, I was thinking about this. Dana Brown, somebody said, I think it was Joan said Dana's lost all credibility or something like that. Something to that point. Yeah. And all I could think of was, you know, he might just be in a really bad spot where he's got to be the one delivering the message, and it's not really on him, but he's the one that's going on, you know, his local radio show and having to say stuff. He's the one that has to sit in front of the microphones and in front of the cameras and say all this when maybe it's not, you know, on him. It just, it looks like it's on him. It looks like Dana Brown doesn't know what he's doing, but this may not even, like, it may just be Dana has to deliver the bad news, and maybe he's not doing it in the right way. I don't know. Because he comes off looking bad out of this whole thing, too. And maybe it's not really even on him, but I just know the delivery of the information has been very poor.
Yeah, this isn't on Dana. This is on the way they go about it. I can't believe, though, that Jim Crane, maybe, I don't know, that he would be, that Jim Crane to be going behind the scenes going, let's not tell anybody anything. Maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I have no idea, but maybe he's saying that. I don't know. But this has been going on for a while with the organization. This is not a Dana thing. Maybe he just continues it. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it's team policy. We don't let anybody know what's going on medically or whatever. Or we just lie. I don't know. But or we're just going to continue to be incompetent. One of them. It's one of these. Let's just continue to be as incompetent as we can, or let's lie our asses off. It's one of the two.
One of the two.
Yeah. Okay. It's because it's just the Kyle Tucker thing last year and now the Jordan thing here. And then let's throw it in everybody's face by letting the our hand guy throw out the first pitch.
Our hand guy.
I love it. I just think the Astros go, screw y'all. Well, you know what? We've been the best team in baseball for the last 10 years. Screw y'all. We'll do whatever we want.
Don't they want to be competent? Screw us. Don't they have something internally where they want to be competent?
But if the hand guy is doing the surgeries and all that.
I'm not even blaming the hand guy.
No, I'm telling John. I mean, if he's doing the surgeries, he may not even be, like, it is still up to the head trainer to get a lot of this stuff done. I know Chandler Rome is the one who singled out the head trainer, and he's pretty intimately involved with the Astros' inner workings. So for him to start mentioning him, you know, it may be where the hand guy just says, hey, they come to me for initial diagnosis, or maybe they come to me for surgical stuff. I mean, I don't know. I know that Astros, just reading up on this, reading up comments from people on Twitter threads and all this, Astros fans are all think the same thing we do. Like, how in the world do you not have a guy with Jordan's, with his importance, how does he not have multiple X-rays and MRIs between the sixth and the time he gets in the batter's box?
Really expensive, man. Again. So you're through. Okay,
maybe that
just
is.
Just throw Jim Crane's money around, Lance.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Isn't he saving on free agents leaving? Where's the money going if it's not going to making sure your medical staff and your medical treatment of your players is at the top level? You're saving money in some places.
Hey, rich people make a lot, but they spend.
Yeah, you know,
lot.
You know how you make okay. You make a lot in the playoffs when your guys are healthy. You know those playoff gates you love, rich people. When your guys are healthy, you play more playoff games, and that helps your cause.
Yeah, says you.
No, says math. No. If you have more home playoff games, you make more money.
Not if you don't sell them out.
Well, no. You don't think the Astros would sell out championship rounds?
You don't know.
I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking you. If Jordan's healthy and able in a ALCS, don't you think those tickets would sell out?
History suggests
the Astro fans will show up for the ALCS. It'd be nice to have your players healthy for those moments.
Yeah. No,
and now we got some mythological 70% number where if he said 70% and if he can deal with the pain, he'll play. What?
Yeah, we only got 10% to go.
It's embarrassing is what
it is. We only got 10% to go.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
If he's at 70% and the guy who's been working through pain and not hitting well will able to, you know, stop being a puss and be a man and play through it, then he's good to go, right? 70%?
Yep.
They're pretty much saying if Jordan's tough enough, we'll be fine.
Listen, they're really bad at this.
Yes.
There's nothing to say.
There's nothing to say. It's just, it's amazing.
The
Twitter response was, holy crap, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? I don't think they care what the people think, though. I really don't.
No, they never have.
No, if they did, they were like, this is probably a bad time for the hand guy to be thrown out the first pitch. Instead, they're leaning right into it.
Dana Brown should care because he's got to sit in that dugout sitting next to all the media.
He probably
and
doesn't
look
it.
All sheepish and explain right. What's going on. And none of it's going to make any sense where he has to go, well, the imaging, and like he knows the ins and outs of actually what happened. They probably just threw stuff
callus,
at him.
So when you have the callus scene, he was actually saying this stuff. So a lot of times, like, it'll callus over, and then you can't see really because of the callusing. Like, dude, just.
Wow.
Just don't do it. It shouldn't even be on him. We come back, want to get to NBA final starts off, but boy, Vegas gives Indiana basically no chance.
No chance.
And I feel like there's almost like I'm not as hyped about this because I feel like I'm interested to watch Oklahoma City, see how good they can be, but this does not feel like it's going to be much of a series.
We'll do that on the other side. I want to talk right now about game day men's health. I had a great week. I just feel great, and it's in large part because of game day men's health. I'm going to change it up because I'm on the go a lot. So I'm going to get pellets, but the game day gave me my own. I can do my shots on my own because I can't get there all the time, right? And the way that they've got, they've given me peptides as well to help me in performance of all. I mean, I'm telling you, you want to sleep better, you want better sex, you want to be more focused, do you want to lose weight, do you want to gain muscle, all kinds of peptides that will help you. The other guys just don't care as much. I'm telling you, a free consultation, labs. Now, the other guys are starting to copy Game Day Men's Health. Well, we'll give you a month free consultation. Or now they're starting to put labs in their facilities. Guess what? Catch up. Because Game Day Men's Health's been doing it. And Game Day Men's Health is just better. It is just better. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while, and I just think they're just better. So if you're looking for a great way to feel better, all right, you're sluggish. You're not as good as you used to be. You can be. GameDayMensHealth.com, GameDayMensHealth.com.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.